It really didn't matter what country they hailed from. Every foreign reporter said the assassination half a century ago was front page news in their country, and interest in the Kennedys has lasted through the decades. But in some cases, said Chiyoko Nakamoto of Japan's Fuji TV, there's another reason. Kennedy's daughter Carolyn is now the ambassador to Japan, and Nakamoto says her country is fascinated by the family.
It's like a dynasty. You don't have a royal family in the States. We do have an imperial family. So I guess the Kennedy family is like almost a dynasty, a royal family for the U.S.
Moroccan-born Nasser Hassini reports for Al Jazeera overseas. The news agency didn't exist half a century ago, but he says the Arab-speaking world paid close attention to the assassination then and to this memorial, especially after the assassination of Lebanon's prime minister 8 years ago.
And no one knows to this date who did it, and plenty of crazy theories. It's kind of similar to what happened to JFK's story. We still don't know who did it if we believe the crazy theories out there.
What's more, Hassini says Arab leaders learn from the U.S., in this case, that the horrific tragedy did not destroy the government.
This happened in a democracy. You can have local terrorism in a democracy. That's what it means to the Middle East. The guy, whatever we call him, in the Middle East, Oswald, if he did it, is a terrorist.
The BBC's Nick Bryant says his audience extends worldwide, and they want more than coverage of the memorial. For example, he asks, how much of the Sonny Camelot tale is myth? Because there was a darker side to Kennedy.
He enlarged America's military presence in Southeast Asia. He was a bystander on civil rights for the first 2.5 years of his presidency. And of course, his years in the White House were touched by scandal as well. So it's a contradictory legacy.
And a contradiction that continues 50 years later. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.